Come down here. Honey, not my bishop. Come on, Jimmy. This is Jimmy. Dale Jones. My spouse for almost 53 years. The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I'm a good thing, but I ain't always been good. I ain't always walked in my place. Now, I ain't been out chasing another man or nothing like that. This man is enough for me. But I've always been there for him. I've always encouraged him. I've always done. And then he make me mad. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Don't wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nothing about you. I told you God to put you on the spot. And he just dropped it in my spirit. You tell the people, a lot of them sick because they haven't forgiven. They have all in their heart. They have unforgiveness. And then he said, what about you? And he started bringing times. You know, he'd go do this and go do that, and you wouldn't consult me, or I would say something, and he act like I had, you know you're guilty. I'd put it on me. No, this is not about him. This is about Cora. And I would be mad and go on and on and brush that aside and go on like nothing ever happened. Forgive me. For all those times, I wasn't what I needed to be. For all those times, I didn't even tell you that I was upset, but I acted a certain way. And I didn't show the love of God. And as I do this, I release you from anything that you've ever done to hurt me. And I release myself from anything you've ever done to hurt me. And I ask you to forgive me for anything I've ever done to hurt you. And we both can go free and walk in that love that God has called us to walk in. The Bible says, no, we don't need applause. And God says to you, you can be seated now. And God says to you who are listening, especially spouses, just go on and get it done. Get it done. Refuse to have any ought in your heart against your spouse or anyone else. Ask them to forgive, and you don't have to go name everything. Just if they name something, you say, I forgive you. Forgive me. So we can move on in the love of God. We went to visit Dr. Carolyn Jones. You know, she was in that accident. She's improving. Thank God. Thank God. But Pastor Sam said, when he met her and he saw her and he said, this is going to be my wife and this wasn't happening. And said, she told him, I don't really love you. She said, I couldn't lie. And he said, Lord, why you said that woman is my wife and she says she doesn't love me? He said, do you know the scripture that says, with loving kindness, you should draw them? He said, it took her 3 years to shorten it. I hope they don't mind me telling this publicly. 3 years. She said, I love you. So with loving kindness, you draw that individual. You draw your spouse that's not acting right. You do it. It's not about what they are not doing. It's about you being Jesus to them. And you know, here at CFC, many times I've said, well, they won't do this and they won't do that. And you know, y'all used to get mad with me when I tell you stuff, and I get mad at you because you got mad at me for getting mad at you. I ask you to forgive me. And the times I didn't do it with compassion. Landra said the Lord told her when she had that wreck and the enemy was trying to take her out, go have compassion for my people. So whatever I've said to whomever may be listening, whoever may be present, whoever I may come in contact with later on, I ask for your forgiveness. And God said it's time for us to forgive. And then he can pour out his love into us.